Amen.
We are on week 4, and maybe we can let's all read the title together.
Amen. Proper prayer life for a proper church life.
Praise the Lord for a proper prayer life.
Amen. Amen.
So saints, we know that we need to pray.
Amen.
However, I think the burden of this week is that our prayer will not just remain, you know, in our whenever we wake up in the morning, whenever we feel that there's a need. Amen. But saints, there needs to be a prayer life.
Amen. Amen.
That means that in our living today, our prayer should be unceasing.
Amen.
And again, I'm speaking this to myself as well. I know very well that I do not do this. But saints, the brothers are helping us to see that in the New Testament, one of the most important ministry by Paul, actually, in practice, in the New Testament for the serving ones, is that we will enter into this prayer ministry.
Amen.
Which means that our living should be full of prayers.
Amen.
Not just praying, you know, for the needs, but our praying to fellowship with the Lord.
Amen.
And specifically, let me just read these verses. This is showing in Timothy. So, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, how about let's read these verses together. Do we have those? I think day one, right?
Day one.
Sorry. So 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. And I'll read the rest. Amen. How about let's read those two verses first.
I exhort therefore, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men, on behalf of kings, and all who are in high position, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all godliness and gravity.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we know that 1 Timothy is Paul's charge, or his burden, really, to Timothy.
Amen.
In previous chapter, in chapter 1, towards the end, his reminder, he began, right, that he must be in God's economy.
Amen.
And then towards the end of chapter 1, he mentioned that there's a need to take care of our conscience, not to be those who are shipwrecked, right? But then in chapter 2, this is very specific. His instruction to Timothy was that first of all, that you will pray. Praying means not just to pray, but it's very specific. It means petition, right? Petition. Since how much do we petition in our prayers?
Right.
Petition meaning that we're not just, you know, praying for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're petitioning to God.
Amen.
For certain needs.
Amen.
Actually,
events.
In practicality, it's really we are petitioning for God's economy.
Amen.
Amen.
This should be our prayer, right?
Yes.
What are we praying?
Amen.
What are we petitioning?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. How do you live like that? Petitions. First of all, right? Petition, prayers, intercessions. That means that we are coming towards God, to really be before God. Not just for ourselves, but interceding for others.
Amen.
Right? We know the Lord is the High Priest. He intercedes.
Amen.
For us. Our Amen. Prayer should also be one with His intercessions.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Is this our prayer? Amen. I'm asking myself as well. And lastly, thanksgivings. Praise the Lord. Thanksgivings.
Amen.
We know in post epistles, He always mentioned thanksgiving.
Amen.
In our prayer, how much can we give thanks to the Lord?
Right.
Seemingly, there's nothing to give thanks to. But praise the Lord.
Amen.
If we really exercise and be one, and we're one with the Lord in our prayer, Amen. It should be full of thanksgiving.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord,
Amen.
For every situation.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for what you're bringing the saints through.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your economy.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm speaking this by faith. I'm very short on this, but praise the Lord, I can give thanks in my prayer.
Amen.
And this is to me on behalf of all men. We know this is the context of the gospel, but I think the saints can get into it. But really, here, the Paul's charge to Timothy, or those who are burdened to serve, or actually we're all serving ones here, is that we will first pray in this way.
Yeah.
Amen. And verse 2, on behalf of kings and all those who are in high positions.
Amen.
Saints, we need to pray.
That's right.
We need to pray in this way.
Amen.
Amen.
What about those who are in power?
Right.
So that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life.
Amen.
In all godliness and gravity.
Amen.
This is really for the gospel.
Amen.
We can have an environment where the Lord can gain his building. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then I don't think I want to cover everything. I don't have time, but the saints can share more. But I will just bring it out also in verse 8. I'll read it to the saints. In verse 8, after Paul's charge about prayer in this way, for the gospel, for all the aspects, he said, I desire, how do we pray, saints? There's some conditions, right? How do we pray? There are certain prerequisites. So in verse 8, we see that Paul mentioned, I desire, therefore, that men pray in every place.
Right.
Every place.
Amen.
Constantly, saints.
That's right.
Lifting up holy hands. Amen. Saints, this is very precious. I think the ministry helps us to see that our prayer should be done by lifting up our holy hands.
Amen.
Holy means that, saints, we are separated from what's common.
Amen.
And I'm speaking this to myself, you know, saints, the ministry helped us to see if we do not live a life that's holy, if we are in our natural man, not sometimes we're in our sins. Sometimes we are in the world. Sometimes we are just in ourself, right? If we're in that condition, saints, it's very difficult to really have this prayer living. The reason that we cannot do this is because, you know, we are not in our spirit.
Right.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We need to be brought back to our spirit.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 There is this specific mention in two aspects in this week, right? What's outside of our spirit? I think I'll just bring it out. Amen. I'll speak by faith. There is our emotion. And here, Paul is specifically to Timothy, so some of the serving brothers. Our emotion for brothers is that there is anger. That needs to be dealt with. If we are in our angers in the church life, we are falling to the emotions, we cannot have this kind of prayer life.
Right.
I can testify to that.
Amen.
Or, we are in our mind, the reasonings. There are many things we can carry out a service, right? There are many ways, that we can do certain things. There are many concepts that we might have. But if we fall into those things, if we fall into our mind and our emotion, these are the two biggest things that will frustrate us from this kind of prayer living.
Amen.
If we cannot pray, if we cannot have this prayer living, saints, or the observing ones, how can we be in the church life?
Right.
How can we serve and live for the Lord? Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Verse 8, I'll just read it. I desire therefore that men pray in every place, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and reasoning. So that's the emotion and the mind. Amen. But lifting up our holy hands, saints, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
He is the one who's holy.
Amen.
We need to flee to Him in our spirit.
Amen.
So that we can pray in this way.
Amen.
Our prayer will be uplifted, not to be so caught up in our own human, own needs. Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, saying so, I think I will just bring out one more point, and then I think I will end, and then the saints can share. Lord Jesus, Amen. In day three and onwards, actually before day five, we see that there is the need of some of the ones who are burdening the church life to really pray for the saints, not just in the outward way, but to be infused with the instructions from God to care for the church. And in the Old Testament, there's the Urim and the Thummim. These were on the breastplate of the high priest. So, saints, I don't think I can get into the details, but really, in our prayer life, saints, we will be ushered into this kind of experience.
Amen.
There's a few things about this. So first, the instructions is from God.
Right.
The brothers mentioned his message that, you know, when we serve in a certain way, it should start with prayer. Throughout it should be full prayer. Oh. And here's the point that really touched me. When it ended, it should end with prayer.
Amen.
That is definitely not my practice. You know, a lot of times we take care of certain things. Once it's taken care of, yeah, it's done, right? We don't really have this consciousness that we need to pray. Or we have certain concept that, you know, we should do a certain things without consulting God first. When we come to fellowship, right, is our attitude that, Lord, we are waiting for your instructions. We are waiting for you to really speak to us, not just in our personal way, in our personal prayer, but corporately as well with the brothers or sisters. The Lord will speak to us in our praying together as to how we can care for the condition of the saints.
Amen.
We start with prayer, thorough prayer throughout the process, and we end with prayer.
Amen.
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 I think the saints can definitely cover a lot more on this. I'm very short, so I'm sorry, I don't have that much utterance on this point. But here we see that in the Old Testament, it's a wonderful picture.
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I'll just read this. In our spiritual experience, this is under Roman number 2, right? Point C. In our experience, in order to know God's leading, we must judge whatever is of the flesh, the self, the old man, and the world.
Right.
The fact that God speaks as his leading was through the breastplate signifies that God makes his leading known to his people through the church.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And a lot of times this will be against our concepts, how the Lord speaks to us. So may we be those who are really one with the Lord in this way.
Amen.
So that our prayer is not, in our personal prayer and in our corporate prayer, we can really see God's instructions.
Amen.
As we care for the church.
Amen.
Amen. So how about let's open up the time for the saints to share. We will start with 3 minutes each. And then the piano will help us. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, if you're from other localities, please feel free to share whatever, you know, you've been enjoying. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I believe this week I was convicted because I don't pray enough.
Yes.
And it really shined on me, this message this week. But there is 2 verses here that really touch me. It says in 1 Timothy, Paul says, who desire men to be saved? No, sorry, it says, says in 1 Timothy, it says, verse 8, I desire therefore that men pray in every place. And then it says in Ephesians 18, says 6:18 says, by means of all praise and petition, praying at every time in the Spirit. So this is big, right? At every place and every time. Two things that touch me. But I remember a brother that shared about this. He says, we cannot stop while you're working in the computer doing something and then you stop praying. Right? It's very difficult. You stop and start praying. I mean, you can't just stop what you're doing, right? Let's say you... And I remember he said also, all we need to do is call his name.
Amen.
So when he called his name, we pray.
Amen.
Pray, right? The problem with that is this, that when we want to do something, you know, either I need to do something, my work, I had to meet some a new student, and we don't pray. Or we have any problems at school, we have any problem with a neighbor, we have a problem. Instead of trying to solve the problem ourselves, what if we should pray and say, Lord, my neighbor is kind of rude. I pray for him. My classmate, my co-worker is not, it's a little, you know, have an attitude problem. But I pray for him so you can touch him. See, we need, before we try to solve the problems ourselves, either to do any kind of work, we should pray first. Even when we are at work. When I'm at work, well, like I said before, I don't want to say, but my job is very dangerous. Because I'm on the road with a student that never touched a car. So I need to pray. And I'm praying all day, say, Lord, help me. Cover me. Actually, the other day in the highway, I was there with my brother. Was being raining so bad, that I was coming from New York to PA. And 287, my car is, I don't know what happened. But we went from the left lane all the way to the right. And I see the hand of the Lord stopping the trucks in the back. And I say, oh, thank you, Lord. That's what I think. But you know, Lord, and saints, the Lord is real.
Amen.
And he will cover us with the blood, with his blood. So we just need to pray first. And then we can have a proper church life.
Amen.
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 I was touched, actually, what our brother mentioned about these two phrases, every time and every place. I think this shows us that what we're touching here is not prayer as an activity, but prayer as a part of our living, right? So there's a difference, right? There's something that we just do, maybe before we eat. I'm not discounting that, but, you know, growing up, that's kind of, you know, how we were raised. But here we're seeing, wow, that there is a prayer life, a prayer living. And maybe we could even say that there's some prerequisite, right, for us to have the proper, again, the key word here is proper, right, prayer for the proper church life. I'm just so thankful for all of this speaking that we see that God's economy is really for the church, right? And but for the carrying out of this economy, right, what is needed is the proper prayer life, right, for the proper church life. I'm just also very convicted, you know, there's a lot of light, you know, this phrase, first of all, right, brothers and sisters. I mean, I speak to myself like our brother was doing. You know, do I first of all pray? Right. I think I really had to repent this week. So much is just, oh, I do. I first do. Oh, and then when I encounter trouble, oh, I pray, right? But, you know, the charge, right? And, you know, this is an exhortation, right, from Paul to Timothy, is that what? We first of all pray, right? And then I was really touched that, you know, later in verse 8, right, we need to what? What does a proper prayer life look like? It's with holy hands.
Yeah.
Amen. That means that our hands is a source of our conduct. It's what we do, right? And we really need to consider, right? How come sometimes, it's so hard to pray,
right?
Maybe it's because, you know, our hands, right, are not the holy hands that we see. And this matter of without wrath and without reasoning.
Right.
I'm so appreciative of the Old Testament picture, right? That this breastplate is actually a breastplate of judgment, right? And it's not, it's not to judge others. It's to judge me, right? Myself, my old man, right? Am I just in my mind, right? Am I just reasoning? Am I just full of my emotion, right? Sometimes we pray like that, you know, we're just so emotional and just everything just comes out. But, the Old Testament picture to see the breastplate of judgment. First is to judge us. It's the person, right? That we would be the proper persons to have the proper prayer. So we need to spend more time, right, with the Lord to put on this breastplate of judgment, to allow His light to shine on us, to shine on every aspect of our living, so that our prayer life could not be hindered, right? And so that our prayer can attribute to the carrying out of God's economy.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you. So, First Timothy 2:8 was already mentioned several times. So, first, and Shepherd just mentioned that this is not an activity. You know, our prayer is an activity. So we know that it's good to have a scheduled time to pray. That's in the realm, in some ways, that's in the realm of activity. That's very good. But what we're talking about is prayer through the day. So that it's not an activity, it's just part of our living. So 1 Timothy 2:8 says, lifting up holy hands, which Shepherd already mentioned. So my experience is, I need to take care of my living as I'm living, right? That means that I need to call on the Lord. I need to be seeking fellowship with the Lord through the day.
Amen.
Now, it was also mentioned that sometimes, you know, we're doing something, we're busy at work or whatever, and our mind is occupied. But we can still have a praying spirit. And when our mind doesn't concentrate on what we're doing all day long, it takes a break. When our mind takes a break, that's a good time. We need to seize that time and use it to call on the Lord.
Amen.
And also to pray the Word, like from the morning revival or for a ministry that we're reading. And in that way, we need to do this with the Lord and to the Lord. So our day is full of our seeking the Lord,
Amen.
Our contacting Him, and our using our spirit and our contacting Him in a solid way, in the Word and in the ministry.
Amen.
This way we get preserved. We get preserved, and we can actually keep our hands from being defiled.
Right.
Why? Because we're close to the Lord, and we're close to the Lord in the light. The Word is full of its light. The truth is the shining of the light. Anyway, so if we find ourselves that we can't pray, which is easy to do, that's a flag. That's a red flag. That's
right,
John?
Right.
Isn't that a flag saying, you've been going down the wrong path.
Mm-hmm.
You need to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Stop and turn.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Shepherd?
Yeah.
We need to stop. That's a red. If we find ourselves saying, I should pray, and we can't pray, that means we're just wrong in our being. We're not, our hands represent what we do, what we think, what we, you know, represents our activity. So for our being to be holy and our hands to be holy, we need to be the ones that are seeking. My mouth is getting dry. Seeking the Lord so that we have holy hands, and then the prayer will just come out of us, because we've been through the day, we've been seeking the Lord, contacting Him in a solid way. Praying, you know, calling on His name. We've been praying. We've been doing all the life practices in the church life. Or maybe we've been doing some of them. Anyway, so our prayer depends upon our life, our living, so that we have holy, right, John?
Yes.
We have holy hands, and when we find that we don't have, we can't pray, then you say, Lord, I repent. I stop. I'm stopping my whatever it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, we pray without ceasing. We pray in every place. We pray in every time. How do you do this? We have a seeking spirit contacting the Lord.
Amen.
Just calling on His name and praying His word to Him.
Amen.
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 Amen. Even I didn't go to the Maria to hear all the message, but this training is so profound. Really opened my eyes. I was baptized after 50 years. I didn't realize that. I didn't put the all together here. They have three Roman emblems. The first one, the burden is on the, we have a prayer for the Timothy, Timothy talk about the four items. Petition, prayer, intercession, and thanksgiving. But he emphasized the petition. Petition, that means pray for someone else.
Right.
That's the burden. You want to talk to the serving one. Talk to the new generation. Talk to the Timothy. You have to pray for someone else. The proper church life. The second one. Talk about the... And he bring the Old Testament. We already lost the things. Wooling and doming. That things only come to the Bible. Only come to the Bible around 16 times. I'll tell you. But what is real burden? That Old Testament, that picture, just show us, we're like the high priest that carry the sins, just like reading the sins. When you pray, just like the high priest, reading the sins. Wow. This Trinity, they put the Old Testament, New Testament all together. Wow, this is... And the last one, the three, Romans 3. That we know, that the burden, he talk about the leading one. That is really burden. If you are sir, you have to. You are the... Everybody is the leading one. The group is the leading one. In the family, the parents, you need to pray for all the saints, all the family members. You have to pray for them. But that really surprised me is because I never put this in the whole my 50 years. I didn't know this one. Put the wooling and toming together. In this meeting, he put the whole economy all together. You know, this word come to the Bible, wooling only couple 16 times. First time is come to the Exodus, that our verse, day 3, chapter when Moses wrote the Exodus 28, from 4 to 29. He pick up the verse in here, 29 to 30. He talk about the wooling and doming the first time. And the second time he talk about in the Leviticus 8, chapter 8-4, and Deuteronomy 33-8, and Numbers 17-21. Why I talk to you that? I think that those blending brothers, they spend a lot of time to prepare this one. And even after that one, Joshua, Joshua chapter 16:17 still mention about the Urim and Thummim. Then the last one they mention in the Ezra chapter 2:63 and the Nehemiah chapter 7:65. After that one, the Bible, Old Testament, lost all the memory. Never mention again. You understand? That means this is lost from our experience. Urim and Thummim is lost. Wow, I very touch one of them. Oh. The high priest. Just like that. I believe that you. I was so excited. Because there's 12. First, they have an afro and behind. And, yeah. Then there's 12 precious stones on that blessed plate. Just like one. So put the 12 stake. Or put the 12 precious stones. That signify the 12 tribes. Yes. And between the stone and the hiding, just like they have something behind that put Urim.
Urim.
Okay.
Urim.
Okay. Thank you. And Tommy, together. Urim, that means the lighting. Illuminate. Just so the brother pick up the him, you know, God's love is illuminating, very meaningful, you know. Shining, bright. And the tomain, that means getting dark. Okay, I stop here. That shows us, that's, I very touched when the brother mentioned the brother. Sometimes you want to speak to us, you will show that 12 stone. You know the Hebrew only the 22 letters, but he showed me the 18 times. Online you will see 18. The other four is not shining. That means dark. To show the 22 letter word, let you know God's leading and His judgment. He will show you which one I will pick up. And during that time, you see we have 18 times shining one. Shining because of Urim and Thummim, they put behind the stone. The stone is shining, different color, yellow, red, or the blue. But when they shining, the light from the back to shining. But the 18 times still 22 words, you cannot tell the Hebrew the capital, just like English 26. The 22 come out, the 18 still show 4. The 4 is dark. Not shiny. Oh, you see how the outline shows us. He said when Paul speak to us, why he mentioned the second, the first Corinthians and the second Corinthians, tell us the negative thing. That's the darkness. That's showing the shining the darkness. Okay, I stop here.
Joe,
I feel actually pretty enlightened.
Hold on a second. Joe was saying the Urim and the Thummim.
Right.
Urim, Thummim.
He makes the law.
Yeah.
Actually, I told Grace I'm going to have my own stopwatch because it's very embarrassing to be stopped by the piano.
But it's all right.
Anyway, okay. So, actually, I really enjoy Brother Joe's sharing. I didn't know all these facts before. I have to apologize. I was a little crazy. I just came back, so I didn't really have a chance to get into the depths of the morning revival materials. But I'm very touched. A proper prayer life for proper church life. This time I happened to meet up with this Vintianth official. I think a lot of sense of elderly saints from Taiwan know who he is. I met his wife, for like a quick dinner. They, they were this couple, dear couple, they were in Taichung full-time served for 12 years. and my house, just literally like 3 minutes walk from the meeting hall, from the Qingdao. So my mom would faithfully go there. I only knew that she told me before they always in the morning revival together for 12 years. But I didn't know until that day, like maybe 2 weeks ago, I met up with this dear sister. She said, anyway, we kneeled down, pray every single day. I'm like, wow, that's a prayer life, you know. It's not like, oh, you come here once a week, right? They literally kneel down, and majority of them are older sisters. And my mom back then, she was still working, so she will go to the meeting hall at 5:30 and for half hour. And then she'll come home, she'll start cooking. At that time, I already had the house. So she'll cook whatever, and then she'll go to work. And then at night, she'll come back home, she'll go to the restroom meeting. And I don't know how she raised 6 of us back then. But anyway, the point is prayer life. I was very touched. So I said, what did you pray for? You know, I said, Sister Shu Hui. She goes, at that time, they prayed for 2 things. One is the opening of Russia, because Brother Lee had the burden that they need to enter the Russia. The Lord's recovery need to be in there. So we were the first one there. Second, Brother Lee said, 2 more years he was able to finish the life study. So he requested all the saints all over the world pray for that. So this group of elder saints that actually pick up the burden and faithfully pray for 12 years. So I, you know, when she told me that testimony, I'm like, wow, that's a very solid church life. That's a very solid prayer life. But, you know, I mean, you know, looking myself, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm far, far away from that. But, you know, we can always forget things behind, right? Move things forward. And then also here, talk about the, at one point talking about the brothers do not be angry, whatever that, I lost that.
Right.
It says
without
you have,
reason.
Yeah, but you pray, right? You first of all, you pray for, I happened to meet up with a dear sister. I stayed with her for, I lived with her for 3.5 years. I was teaching high school, she was teaching middle school, so we had great cooperation in terms of preaching gospel stuff. And fast forward, now I haven't seen her for like over 40 years. And then, unfortunately, she no longer meets. The reason is because she was stumbled by one sentence by this elder sister. You know, like my heart just sank. I don't know. I know she hasn't been meeting, but anyway, so I learned something. You know, in the church life, in order for us to survive, number one, do not stumble other people. Second, do not be stumbled. There's so many things could happen in our church life, but the only thing that can keep us to stay on this course is we need to have a proper prayer life. And also that sister said, you know, 我们终于都不管政治, like we don't talk about politics. And I said, that's correct. We do not talk about politics. Because the only thing we can do is to pray. Because there's nothing else you can do. Everything's the Lord's hand, right? Why you need to waste your time to figure out, okay, who's right, who's wrong? So anyway, I just feel very touched. I think I don't know what time it is, but I may run out of time. But I just feel very burdened. And also the stuff I saw in Taiwan. Their church life is for real. It's not doctrine. I happen to be in the Gongyuan Lu, Sihao Gongyuan in Taipei, number 4 park. And that is called Yonghe Huishu, Gongyuan Lu Huishu. There's this elder brother, he's 96, he couldn't walk. So he couldn't use a wheelchair. Thank you, I'll finish in 30 seconds. So they, you know what they did, the saints? They carried him up 5 stairs, 五层楼. After the meeting, they carry him, they walk him down, because just, it's more convenient. So, and I just feel, you know, they do this in and out for many years, consistently. And then after that, 2 o'clock after lunch, they have potluck lunch. After, at 2 o'clock, everybody go to the park nearby, preach the gospel, using the children. So, you know, I feel that church life is very real. Their connection, their caring for each other, it's beyond my imagination. So I just feel very encouraged and feel the Lord, you know, I need to sort of, you know, recalibrate my goal of living forward. Praise the Lord. We can let the Lord let us see that. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. This week is, I think, for everything, including me, it's very hard to share. Because why, brothers and sisters? For me, because the light is shining, a lot of darkness of the stone in our life. That is, we are, me, personally, I'm lacking short of prayer. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. And in this message, we praise the Lord because we are in His recovery. We are reminded to have a prayer life.
Amen.
To set our mind in the Spirit. Prayer life is to set our mind in the Spirit. And the breastplate, when it's shining and become dark, is in the Holy of Holies. That is in the Spirit. Oh, Lord Jesus. Otherwise, if we are not in the Spirit, God will not shine. It's shining our darkness and judge our living. Praise the Lord. We can come to the Word and come to the Spirit through His blood. It's not because we are good enough, but God already justified. We can come to Him. Therefore, that is mentioned that is only when we are in the Spirit, we can fulfill the requirement, the righteous requirement of the law, that we do not walk according to the flesh, but to the Spirit. And only when we led by the Spirit, we are the children of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. We are the children of God. And needs God light shining in His Word. His Word, if not shining, it's all darkness. We are not in the Spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. We can come to the Word and let His Word shining in our everyday life and lead our life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Last week we saw that God desires all men to be saved and to come to the full knowledge of the truth. And we saw that the truth has to be constituted into our being. When we come to the Word, there needs to be the shining. And I appreciate it. This week in the outline, it says that we should pray on behalf of all men because our God, our Savior, desires all men to be saved and to come to the full knowledge of the truth. Our prayer is required for the carrying out of God's desire. And so, and I appreciate it. Seeing the standard that was laid out for us this week in terms of what our prayer life should look like. I think, like all the saints have said, I fall very short of that, but I appreciate that when we see the vision, then we have a way to be brought into the practice and the reality. And I also appreciated seeing that prayer is not just speaking spiritual things to the Lord. Actually, we see the different categories of prayer. We have petitions, prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings, being made on behalf of all men. Amen. And I appreciated in the... It said that the church needs our intercessions. The brothers and sisters are in all kinds of situations. The first thing is not for us to deal with the problem, but for us to pray.
Amen.
Our dealing with a matter without adequate prayer is an offense to God. This is to have a presumptuous attitude. Right. And I was just considering, you know, this past week we had a group of saints visiting from Pittsburgh. But the ones from Pittsburgh, they're from all over the place. And you just realize, oh, we know this person and we know that person. And you just realize in the church life, we can be very connected, but then what happens sometimes is there's just when you know somebody, there's always situations. And so I just realized, you know, this week Shepherd and I were talking about something, and then afterwards I was just like, we just need to pray. Because if we talk so much, right, actually that solves nothing. That's just our own concept, right, our own opinion regarding a matter. Actually, we need to learn to pray.
Amen.
We need to learn to petition specifically and intercede on behalf of all men, right? Intercede that we would all be coming into the full knowledge of the truth.
Right.
And then I appreciated the verse in verse 8 talking about praying in every place, lifting up holy hands without wrath and reasoning.
Yeah.
And so there was one in day 2, it was saying how we need to close our eyes and lift up our hands. If we are just looking around and considering the situation, actually, there's no way for us to pray. We realize sometimes after you think about it so much, you go and you're like, I cannot pray. My prayer life has been killed because I'm in disputatious reasonings or in my emotions regarding a certain situation. So I just appreciated we're learning to be strengthened.
Amen.
You know, it says lifting up our holy hands means we have a living that is holy. Mm-hmm. Learning to just to stop, exercise our spirit, mm-hmm, and to contact the Lord. He's the one who's interceding on our behalf. But we're learning to join Him in His intercession.
Amen.
And so this would lead us into the proper prayer living that would bring us into the proper church life.
Amen.
And so again, I just I was just appreciative that this is, you know, we can ask the Lord to grant us this kind of prayer. I think it was in this week it says we can make a vow with the Lord. Lord, I would like to pray in this way, you know. And then the Lord will remind us, like, well, Esther, you need to pray, you know. Don't think about it so much. Just pray.
Amen.
And so may the Lord just bring us into this proper prayer living for a proper
Amen.
Church life.
Amen.
Amen.
I felt like this week the speaking is recalibrating speaking, right? As Christians, we all know that we need to pray. And a lot of times we do pray, but we also feel like we are short of prayer, right?
Right.
So this is really, I think, something that's very practical to us. I feel like, you know, we should, yes, enter into the Word, but we also need to really bring to our daily practice. But I also really appreciate this week, the prayer. This is a very specific kind of prayer, right? As Christians, we all pray, like, for many different kind of things, right? Some personal needs, you know, pray for our family needs. But this is here, you see, this is from the 1 Timothy, right? 1 Timothy, I said, chapter 2. I think saints have, you know, we read it earlier, and saints have actually shared this. You know, there's petitions, prayers, intercession, thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men.
Amen.
Yeah, we were actually pray reading this on
the gospel. It's really the gospel.
Yeah.
All men.
Yeah, that's right. And we were actually pray reading this on Tuesday when we had the
Amen.
Corporate prayer meeting. I got really touched on the all men, you know. Yes, we know that we need to intercede, right? We need to pray for others. We need to pray for the dear brother and sister. We pray for the gospel friends. But am I really praying for all men, right? I may actually just have a certain burden for certain, of course, you know, I mean, we're all limited by our capacity. But here, you see, Paul really has this, such a broader view, right? So I've really got touched by this. Oh, Lord, enlarge my border, right? Really, you know, it really burden me with not just something that I can see or something that I can, you know, or someone, I really need to be enlarged. I don't know how to express this, but anyway, you get what I'm saying, probably.
Yeah.
So, and this actually brought out to this urine and thumbing, right, in the Old Testament.
Right.
In fact, it was, you know, very, very interesting. I mean, the Bible didn't mention a lot, right? Brother Joe said 16 times, right? This breastplate, right? You know, on the breastplate, this is actually a very mysterious device, right? How did the Lord really speak to, you know, of course, through the ministry, we see this, like, the typewriter. How does it really operate, the typewriter, right? The Lord won't do this, right? Okay, well, actually, we know that some through the darkening, shining, whatever, you know. right? The letters, or the 12 stones, 12 tribes consists of 18 characters, of Hebrew, and another 4 through the thumbing. But how does it operate, right? I thought about this first. I wanted to understand, right? But then I, you know, thought about actually why did the Bible actually, you know, kind of omit like some of the details. I feel like, yeah, this is actually the, you know, it's actually the wisdom of God. He doesn't want us to leave in us just in a level of knowledge, right? He wants us to bring us into the spiritual reality. You know, a lot of times the Bible actually has something hidden to us. Some are actually very detailed, like the 12 stones, right? Four rows, right? Three. That really gives a picture that, you know, this is actually a picture of a building, right? You know, these are not a pile of stones just like, you know, randomly placed.
Right.
These are actually arrayed almost like a New Jerusalem, right? These rows of stones.
Amen.
So that means this is actually a building. So you see, to really have an effective or proper prayer, we need to have a level of building, right? The high priest, when they actually bring, right, these the people of Israel bring the breastplate before the Lord, there is this level of building already right there. There is some kind of reality. So when we come together, actually, I was listening to one of the brothers sharing. He gave out a situation. It was a brother from Taiwan. He was saying, in one of the locality, the brothers were really actually on the outside, on the surface, they like really praying, right? Every week they calm down, they kneel, and outside they pray like really high prayer. But then this brother point out, you know, they have some, you know, stories behind it. The brothers are, even though they're praying, they're not really in one accord. Mm-hmm. Right? So there is a lack of building there. Mm-hmm. So that is why, you know, even though they pray, but somehow the church doesn't just stay kind of the same. You know, doesn't really have any impact. So I think this is a really good reminder to all of us, you know.
Amen.
Yeah. We cannot just pray as a perfunctory prayer. Even our prayer cannot be just superficial.
No.
Lack of significance, right?
Amen.
You know, sometimes we come together, oh, we pray. Okay, let's do something. And then, right, the brothers always brought this out to us, right? We pray together, okay, then we get down to business, right? We cannot be in that kind of mode.
Right.
We really have to, you know, we actually have to take the cross. We really have to say, Lord, I just cannot serve you, or the church cannot go on if we just like this, right?
Right.
We all need to lay down ourselves. You know, we need to, I don't know how to say this. We really need to get down to truly kneel down. Not like just like a superficial kind of kneel down, right?
Right.
Really humble before the Lord. We can really, you know, be built together.
Amen.
And then our prayer can be heard by the Lord.
Amen.
And of course we need to carry the people, right? This is not just, you know, for ourselves. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I want to follow Brother Mushin's prayer for 1 minute, Richard, before I lose my thought, is that, and I'm speaking from experience, saints, genuine prayer comes from the heavens. Just like the Urim and Thummim on the breastplate, the light came from Jehovah. So genuine prayer comes from the heavens. So you have to be connected to the heavens.
Amen.
Because I tell you, saints, I am in the midst, you know, I've been very busy at work, and I can be, my whole mind is so intense on the work because it's a grant application. So I'm totally focused on writing the application. Right in the middle, I stop, I take a break. I am connected to the heavens, and there is a prayer in my being. And I turn, and I pray for that church. I pray for the situation in the United States. I pray for the Lord's move on earth. You know, right? So the prayer is, you must be connected to the heaven. So I want to follow Brother Ming Xing. Is, you get together, brothers, you have to be connected to the heavens. If there is discord, you're not connected to the heavens, the prayer is not genuine. And I was very much touched here, you know, Apostle Paul here in writing in chapter 2, verse 1, is on behalf of all men. And the second he says, on behalf of kings and all who are in high positions. Okay, this prayer is not, you can't get this prayer saints. It's from the heavens. You got to get connected to the heavens, and then the Spirit will tell you what to pray and what direction, and give you the words and the direction for the move, God's move, and spreading of God's economy. And I'm reminded of this verse in John chapter 15, which always bothers me. It's John 15, and it's verse 7. And it comes after, abide in me and I in you. Without me, if you don't abide in me, you cannot bear fruit. And then in 7, this is always, it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you.
Amen.
That prayer will be answered by God. I don't know, saints, in my experience, I have prayed a lot, but not many prayers get answered. I don't know what your experience is, saints. How many of your prayers actually get answered? Because those prayers are not connected with God in the heavens. So there is no answer. It's because it says here, if my words abide in you, you ask it, and it will be done for you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Richard.
Amen. Yeah, thank you, Lord. So actually, today I'm looking at this younger generation. Just barely, because I want to say a few words. Welcome, you know, our younger generation. The reason I'm saying this, I want to share with you, you know, my example. I did poorly when I was young, I told you guys. So I agree this saying, actually, when in the youth age, the life is hard. Yes, the energy-wise, you guys are good. You know, you are not easily tired. But still, you need to figure out. You need to figure out the way on the road, right? So I was kind of lost when I was young. So I can give you one example of a good prayer. So one day I was down, pretty low spirit, and the brother, you know, invited me to their house. I forgot the whole day what they treat me, like, you know, food or whatever. There's one tiny thing that really absorbed my eyes. That the word says, actually the prayer. So I want to share with you. It says, Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So that was about 30 years ago. So this morning when I come to the Lord, say what I'm going to share, and this prayer just you know, came to me. This prayer up today is still one of my first prayers, because it has three words. We need a lot. The number one, serenity. The number two, the courage. And number three, the wisdom. Yeah. So now I'm also going to challenge the younger generation. So we talk about a prayer a lot. Could you think example of the Bible talks about a prayer? I mean, it's a lot. You may think a different thing, but just maybe give several seconds. You think. Which Bible verse, or in your experience? Yeah, prayer seems to me, that's one. Yeah. Which one, like, impressed you the most? All right, so I'm going to read. I'm not read, but I'll just say, this verse impressed me a lot. It's from Philippians chapter 4. Talk about the prayer, right? In the prayer, it mentioned two elements. Number one is with thanksgiving. So I learned, one of the things one really learned to sustain me, even though I felt I was really poor, but somebody told me I can still thank God. I came to the Lord with thanksgiving. And the other element is to make your request known to God.
Amen.
So that takes courage. Because sometimes in the life, we may feel, oh, you know, I know some guys did that, but I don't like that. So whenever, even though you think you are pretty enough, you are very in a low condition, but that's only your opinion. In the God's eye, there is nothing He can fix. So we still have the courage to say, make our request known to God.
Amen.
If you have the courage, you don't think, you know, how, you may think this request is high. No. From your heart, if you make a request to the God, guess what the Bible verse was saying. The later Bible said, the God of peace transfers man's understanding.
Amen.
Where you guard your hearts and the thoughts. You know, in your young age, what is going to trouble you? It's not your physical, like, you know, infirmity. Not yet. But your heart can trouble you. And your thoughts can trouble you. With that, the best fix is you come to the Lord with a genuine prayer, with thanksgiving, and make your request known to God. And God will take care of your heart and your soul.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I look at this week's title, it's Proper Prayer Life. So it is not a prayer, it's a prayer life. For a proper church life. So I do feel that, I actually, amen, what Brother Minjin said, you know, I actually thought a lot about how it operated. I really don't get it. I have to be honest. But I feel that, you know, we all know the principle, because, you know, like the priest came to the Holy of Holy, right? So he wore the breastplate. The breastplate is the church, and actually it's us, brothers and sisters. So I think in the New Testament principle is the, you know, similar. So it's like, you know, I can also wear a breastplate, and then with all the brothers and sisters, you know, on my heart. But then how do we know everyone's situation? I think it's just like sisters sharing. We really need to spend time before the Lord,
right,
to pray. Mm-hmm. And I think in the message that the brother said that, you know, like if we speak for 3 minutes, we at least need to pray for double time, 6 minutes. But I think that I do feel that we don't pray enough. I feel that we probably pray for ourselves a lot, but we don't pray for the church. We don't pray for the brothers and sisters. And actually, I think that is the very burden this week. We really need to live up to have the vision from the Lord, just like sister said, you know, have the heavenly vision, and then pray for the Lord's interest, not just for our own interest.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. It's a little bit late, but I just still have a pretty heavy burden to share.
Amen.
You know, we know this message and the whole series is for the responsibility brothers and elders, right? But definitely, I think that's a very, very strong burden from the speaking brothers to address this to all the serving brothers. But how do you think? Is only the serving brother need to hear this message? Who do you think should hear this message?
Everyone.
Yeah.
The church.
Yeah, I think it's everyone. but I actually want to narrow down a little bit today. Yeah, that's really my burden. I want to share with you from day six. The one sentence really touched me. In day six, today's reading, it said, whether the church is living and fresh and enriched depends on this one thing. Okay, I won't continue what is this one thing, but it said, whether the church is living and fresh and enriched. So I would like to share with you this. If are you like to see the church is living,
Amen.
Is fresh, and is enriched. And I will say, if you are such a person, the message is for you.
Right.
If you are not care, you don't think, I care more, or I care only my own experience of the Lord. I cares only I have a happy church life. I don't really it doesn't matter to me whether the church is living, fresh, and enriched. Then I think you still need to pray. Mm-hmm. May the Lord, open your eyes, give you this burden. You really would like to see this.
Amen.
But if you already more or less have this burden, you would like to see the church is living, it's fresh and enriched. And this message is really meant to speak to you.
Amen.
Then we really, this series, we know the general topic of this series is living and serving according to God's economy, right, concerning the church. So, whether if we are these ones, if we care for church living, church condition, that means, we are willing to have that kind of living and service.
Amen.
With this vision of God's economy.
Amen.
And God's economy is concerning the church.
Amen.
Amen.
So first of all, I would like to pray to whoever haven't have this burden yet. But I also like to pray, and I think we'll ask every one of you to consider whether this is a message to you. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have this burden last year or 10 years ago, but you no longer have this burden. May the Lord refresh, renew your burden.
Amen.
But if we do have this burden, we cannot take this week's message very lightly.
Right.
We can just go through, we can read every day and come to this Lord. Prophesy me to and share something, we are touched. That is not meant for this message. Many brothers and sisters mentioned about that when we are reading this, we are very convicted. Why? Because, we don't take this as just knowledge.
Right.
When we read, there's really shining. And we feel we are short. And if we are short, I think we need to have this willingness. Okay, so I'll continue. That sentence. You say? That one thing. Depends on this one thing, what things? That we are being filled continuously with the triune God.
Amen.
If we care about the church situation, condition, we need to see church condition depends on whether we are filled continuously with the triune God. And that, for this, what we need to do three things. Say, first, we need the willingness.
Amen.
Willing for what? Willing to give ourselves to the Lord for Amen. This purpose.
Right.
We're willing to open ourselves and to pray before the Lord. Lord, I really want to see the church is living and fresh
Amen.
And be enriched.
Amen.
And for this purpose, I want to give myself to you. So I can experience being filled continuously with the triune God.
Amen.
I don't want to have any reservation. You can work whatever you want to work into me so I can participate in the church's living, the church's freshness, and the church's enrichment.
Amen.
And then second thing is we need to be empty. When we have this willingness, we need to see we cannot be like this through our own capacity, our own concept, our own nature. We need to be empty so the Lord can come in to fill us.
Amen.
And then we need to pray. So, and that kind of prayer will be the prayer the Lord wants. And that kind of prayer is not just prayer. That kind of prayer is a proper prayer life.
Amen.
And a lot of, I really feel a lot of detail we can learn from this message. Pray for all men, right? How much time are needed to pray for all men? How do you think? I think it can be very short, you know, if we pray to the Lord, say, Lord, I would like to pray for all men. That's one sentence, you finished. But I think that doesn't mean that. That we really need to pray with the Lord's leading, pray one by one. And to read the saints one by one.
Amen.
And that will basically everywhere and all the time we need to pray.
Amen.
That kind of prayer life is what the Lord is looking for right now. Although we know we are all very short, but I would like to say, brother, sister, let us bring this before the Lord. We need to have this kind of prayer life so the Lord can gain such kind of living, such kind of serving that He wants, that is according to God's economy.
Amen.
Concerning His church. Let's pray.
Amen.
Can I add one more thing?
Amen.
I think the best place for us to, like even our new ones, to learn how to pray for others is through the church prayer meeting.
Amen.
God says all together, we're not praying for ourselves, we're
Amen.
All praying for the church, praying for our dear saints, praying for the going on.
Amen.
Pray for the living and vital, right? Church
Amen.
Life. Amen. Let's all,
Amen.
Yes, pray for this. Amen.
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 Oh,
Jesus. Amen.
Oh,
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Jesus. Oh, yes, really gain our willingness, Lord.
Amen.
Be, oh, in the prayer.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, even in the prayer, the church prayer.
Amen.
Oh, that we can really learn. Oh,
Amen.
Pray on behalf of all men.
Amen.
Oh, really answer your calling.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, amen. Really gain us, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, do not let us go.
Amen.
We belong to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we thank you for this new beginning.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, empty us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, grant us the willingness.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we want to have this prayer life.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to see your heart's desire.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to see brothers and sisters' needs.
Amen.
Lord, to see the church's needs.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, we give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Strengthen our prayer life.
Amen.
Lord, we praise you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, restart and renew our prayer life.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, regulate our mind and emotion.
Amen.
Through the control of your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And our spirit,
Amen.
So we can have a normal prayer life.
Amen.
Pray for all men.
Amen.
Pray for the king.
Amen.
Pray for all the who are in the high position.
Amen.
Amen.
Give us a fresh start, Lord.
Amen.
2024, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, have a way to, in our being, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, to be fully one with you.
Amen.
That your burdens would be relieved.
Amen.
Oh, for the spreading of the ministry.
Amen.
Oh, here in New Jersey.
Amen.
Oh, for the gospel, Lord, on the campus.
Amen.
Gospel in Piscataway, Lord.
Amen.
Right, Lord, impress us with your economy.
Amen.
Your economy concerning your church.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, open our eyes.
Amen.
Lord, Lord, to see this.
Amen.
Bring us your heart desire.
Amen.
Work this heart desire in us.
Amen.
So we can really, oh, Lord, burden for your church.
Amen.
So we can really are willing to give ourselves to you.
Amen.
For such a proper prayer life.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, don't allow us to just, oh, Lord, let our daily living.
Amen.
Be occupied with all different things.
Amen.
Oh, we want to our daily living.
Amen.
Oh, is living with a holy life.
Amen.
We will always lift our hands.
Amen.
Our holy hands.
Amen.
To pray.
Amen.
To pray for the brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Bring us the experience of urine and thumbing.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We can read the situation of all the saints.
Amen.
We know how to cooperate with you.
Amen.
With you, this heavenly shepherd.
Amen.
Can shepherd your church.
Amen.
We praise you.
Amen.
Lord, by your mercy, we are willing.
Amen.
We are open to you with utter emptiness.
Amen.
Lord, this new year, may we all of us to have a fresh start.
Amen.
To have a prayer living.
Amen.
To raise our holy hands.
Amen.
Lord, to pray.
Amen.
To close our eyes.
Amen.
Inviting you.
Amen.
To receive you.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Brenda, welcome back. How long are you going to be staying?
Until the 18th.